Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is the Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary, presented by Air Solutions. Now, here's Brian.
Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK, 4 minutes after 4 o'clock on your Monday afternoon. Looking good out there. Now, it's going to get cold tonight. Again, Ryan predicted 28. Experts are saying 31. Either way, it's a CYP evening, a cover your plants. All right. So I definitely want to do that and make sure they don't get frozen, because we are going to reach that level tonight. Coming up this hour, got a lot of fun stuff for you. First, I want to tell you, man, this weekend was out and about, and we were cleaning wheelchairs. I'm with High Plains Honor Flight. I'm on the board of directors for that, and we have a big flight coming up in just a couple of weeks. And yesterday was wheelchair cleaning day, getting all the wheelchairs ready for the vets that need them on our flight. And just, man, we had a bunch of young high school age kids come out and help out, and they were just absolutely wonderful. It's so cool seeing people chip in and do all these kind of things that are going to benefit our vets. I am so excited for this flight. It's going to take off in 2 weeks on May 15th, Sunday, May 15th. We are going to be loading up out of the ranch in Loveland, and we are going to take 120 vets on this flight. We've got a couple from World War II. We have a few Korean War veterans and a whole bunch of Vietnam veterans that we are going to take out to the memorials in Washington, D.C. that have been built for them. And we take them free of cost to the veterans. That's what Honor Flight is all about. And it is supported by contributions from you, from business leaders, people in the community. That's what makes the whole thing go round. And be sure to check us out at highplaineshonorflight.org, highplaineshonorflight.org. It's a wonderful organization. And, man, to get to see the difference it makes in the lives of these veterans. This is an amazing whirlwind adventure, man. I mean, just think about it. These are some World War II, Korean, Vietnam vets. Not a lot of young folks that we're going to be getting together with, all right? But we're going to take this adventure. We leave on Sunday, and it is a whirlwind. And this is where you come in. We would love for you to line the route with American flags and people along. Man, bring the family out. Bring the kids. There is just nothing cooler than seeing families waving the American flag. We're going to take off from the ranch in Loveland on Sunday the 15th. We're going to start boarding the buses about 8 o'clock and take off right around 8:15 and head down to DIA, to the flight center we take off from down there. But down the route, starting at like 8 o'clock when we take off, having people line that thing up down I-25 and all the overpasses and everything like that. Man, it would just be awesome. Get the family out there, show your support, and give these heroes the send-off that they deserve. Because we take off, we head out, we'll arrive in Washington, D.C. later in the afternoon, and we'll get everybody together. We'll have a little banquet on Sunday night, have a dinner with some speakers, and then usually they go in and start having a few pops, if you know what I mean. These guys can still put it away. And then we get up, man, 6 a.m. on Monday morning, the 15th, or the 16th, we get up, we take off at 7, and we head to the World War II Memorial. We head to the Marine Corps Memorial, the Iwo Jima. We go to Arlington. We get to see the changing of the guard while we're there. It's just absolutely amazing. We go to the Air Force Memorial. And then, of course, hit the Korea, Vietnam, and Lincoln memorials as well. That is all in a day. We do all that on that Monday. We load back on the bus, and then we're back here, and we get in about 10, 11 o'clock at night. So, man, what a whirlwind adventure for these men and women who have so boldly served this country. And what a great, great treat it is to get to give them this experience. It is unlike anything. I'm so proud to be associated with it, proud to be on the board of directors, and so proud of this community who supports our organization and makes it possible. A lot goes into trying to put together a trip for a plane load of veterans and guardians and volunteers to head out there. We've got a great medical staff. Everyone's going to be so well taken care of, and everybody's heart is into this. So God bless our veterans. I am honored to get to honor you and be a part of this upcoming honor flight. This is going to be a great mission with High Plains Honor Flight. And again, you can check us out on Facebook, highplainshonorflight.org. Read all about the mission. See how you can help out. You can donate your time. You can donate money. Just there's so many ways to help such a wonderful, wonderful cause. But the thing you and your whole family can do, show up for the send-off. It is going to be something special, and we do have details on our website as well. So lots of great stuff coming. I want to give a big thank you as I'm wearing my jacket for Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. I'll be visiting them on Wednesday. I've got an MRI scheduled that morning, been having problems with my foot, and we're going to finally get to the bottom of it. They've tried many things, and now it's like, you know what, we're going to try an MRI and see if we can't figure this thing out. They have over 41 specialists providing care across 6 medical campuses all along the Front Range. They're just wonderful people. We've had the pleasure of getting to meet several of the specialists who pop in for interviews. Every one of them have just been just better than you could ever imagine. So caring and just great people. And that's important to them, and that's the kind of staff they put together and why these specialists love to come and be a part of what Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies is all about. You can be a part of it too. Ready to see the specialists in the medicine of motion? Schedule your appointment today at orthohealth.com. That's orthohealth.com. Stories from the strange side coming your way next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Hull Show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Sorry. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Hi there. Hope you're having a wonderful day. It's 4:13 with the Good Afternoon Guy. Me, Brian Gary, and my producer, Ryan Kelly, broadcasting live from the Allo Communications Studios. Do appreciate you carving out some of your Monday for us. Taking a look at some news from the strange side. Is that how I put it before?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we'll go with that. News from the strange side. Thank you. I was hoping you could do that one. Way to get my back. Lucille Randon, a 108-year-old French nun, has just become the world's oldest living person after Kane Tanakwa, 119, became the world's newest dead person. That seems to be the way... the way that this works. Randon, who is now the world's oldest person, 118 years old, is also the oldest known survivor of COVID. So that's pretty rocking. Congratulations, Lucille, and I hope you have a nice long reign as the world's oldest person. Congratulations to Elliot Tanner, one of the youngest, a 13-year-old whiz kid, who has just prepared to graduate from the University of Minnesota. 13! Graduating from the University of Minnesota and begin a doctoral physics program. 13 years old. Elliot, according to his mother, started reading when he was maybe 2, she says. That's incredible. Well done, Elliot. And Looks like Doogie Howser could be real. This could be one of those like teenage surgeons at some point. Hey, Minnesota, back in Minnesota, another story from there. State Senator Erin May Quade is her name. She spoke out at a Democratic convention while in labor. She went into labor. She was actually pausing to exhale and lean over during contractions. I've gathered you all. We have to pass this legislation now. She did not. She did not get the nomination, which she was trying to get, but she did deliver a healthy baby girl just hours later. And I'm glad that the baby didn't filibuster and try to hang out longer and didn't want to come out quite yet. Let's see. Some other strange news stories. This one just, I picture it, and it makes me giggle big time. You ever use outhouses, Ryan?
You know, that's something on my bucket list.
Yes.
I would like to, just once. I've used, like, a porta potty. Is that, like, an outhouse?
Yeah, it's similar, but a real outhouse.
I want, like, wood.
Yes.
Yeah, I want splinters in my butt.
Yeah, yes, exactly, with the half moon carved in the door and all that. Your old-timey squatter.
Yeah, that's what I've always wanted that.
Well, I could take you out to my grandpa's land. Where he used to live. We grew up, my grandpa had a cabin out on this lake in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. And it was always different staying at grandpa's house because that was one, I mean, we didn't know what it was like to not have running water. You had to go and pump it out at grandpa's, and there was no plumbing. There was no running water inside, so there was no toilet. When you had to go to the bathroom, the flashlight was hanging by the door, and you grabbed that flashlight to light up your path. It was up a spell from the house, too. You didn't want that thing real close, but you had to walk up in the dark and then go and find the outhouse. Now, me, as a young kid, I would take that flashlight, go up there, find the outhouse, and pee beside it, because the hell if I was going in, you know, in the middle of the night in the dark out in the woods. It just wasn't going to happen to me. Well, firefighters had to rescue a woman who fell head first into one of the outdoor toilets at the top of Washington's Mount Walker. She was attempting to fish her cell phone out from the waste that was in there. She had been leaning over. She dropped the phone while using the toilet, the big, large public outhouse. The woman then tried to use dog leashes to hold herself while reaching down into the muck to retrieve her phone. So her phone is down in the waste, down through the hole. It's laying down there in piles of poop. There's her phone. She's like using the leashes to leverage herself up. And then she's going down into the muck. And the fire chief said that didn't work real well. In fact, she went head first. Yep. Ryan shaking his head like, nope.
I think, how would you respond to that? What would your first reaction be?
I would say, oh, what I've landed into. It would.
I'd instantly like vomit on contact.
Oh, there's no question. I've got to think that I would have just chalked that phone up as a loss.
Yeah, I would have said, that sucks.
It does, because it's not like anyone's going to steal it.
No, that belongs to the poop gods now. That is no longer your phone. I'm sorry. That is no longer your phone. No.
It belongs to the poop gods. That is so correct. Well, the woman, she's there. She's being strapped up by the dog leashes. She's able to get her hand on the phone, but then her head becomes wedged in the bowl, and she cannot get herself out. She is now trapped up to her shoulders in the crapper, but is now able to reach the phone. So she grabs the phone, calls 911, and explains,
"You'll have to excuse me. My head is stuck in a crapper, and I can't get out."
How long did they laugh before they got her? The rescue workers came and pulled her out. She refused to seek any medical attention. She said, "I would just like to leave."
So, you know she's going to take the best shower ever.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I just, it keeps getting worse and worse. I mean, just that you dropped it. Then it's, okay, I'm going in. I'm going to let, and then, I'm stuck.
And then you're stuck.
And I reach the phone, and I've got to use it. Does the facial recognition work when you're slathered in poo? I don't know. I don't know. On a similar note, believe it or not, a passenger at an airport in India was found hiding 2 pounds of gold worth $55,000 in his rectum. They noticed a man. Gold rectum. Wasn't that one of James Bond's nemesis? No, that was Goldfinger. Which, ooh. Yeah. Make your own jokes up there. Anyway, they noticed that the man was like squidging around uncomfortably, and they were really noticing it. So finally they said, "Dude, come over here. We're doing a personal search," that revealed 3 plastic capsules loaded with 791 grams of granules of pure gold. The gold was, quote, extracted and was seized. Somewhere there's a garage sale with a hell of a deal on cell phones and gold. Because they're both gently used, right? Be careful with your phone. I have never dropped mine in a toilet. It's never happened. I've heard of it. I had friends who have. Have you dropped yours into the water anywhere, Ryan?
Once I was being silly and listening to music when we still, you know, people used corded headphones.
Yes.
And I was, you know, going to the bathroom and I had it on the counter. And I jerked my head.
That's just an awful feeling.
I said, wow, that's terrible.
Well, maybe you've reached the point in life where you're tired of being so big that you fit into a crapper and get stuck. Maybe it's time to lose some of those pounds so you can freely grab that phone when you drop it in there. Well, thanks to the folks at Benchmark Medical Group, you could get slender enough to retrieve your phone from an outhouse or wherever you may drop it. You can just feel physically confident. It's amazing what they can do for you. It's your one stop shop for wellness. Improve your health and vitality, restoring the quality of the life you deserve to enjoy. Don't wait another minute. Check them out online at benchmarkmedicalgroup.com or give them a call today at 970-686-9117 for Benchmark Medical Group. More with the Good Afternoon Guy next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We got to put a camera in here at some point. 4:26 on your Monday. We have nearly gotten it out of the way. All right, we'll work through it. Get through this last part of the day together. Thank you for spending it with us right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. I'm the Good Afternoon Guy. My name is Brian Gary. My producer is Ryan Kelly, and we have just a blast in here every day. So good to have Ryan back. He was out for a few days last week, and just glad he's in here and feeling better. All right, now I know that the single life can be difficult. How do I know? Well, I don't. I'm just haven't been for many, many years, but I can't imagine. It can be a little bit difficult. Now, I was reading an article on a website called Your Tango, which says the easiest way to meet men in bars. Now, I always one who I I tended to have a lot of friends that were girls. I got along very well with girls. I was that guy who was always, oh, but you're such a good friend. That's great. Love that. Yeah, that's really helping me in my dating life. Glad that you trust me with everything except you. But according to this website, they're helping out ladies with the easiest way to meet men in bars. And this is according to bartenders. Now, it was written by a woman who had gotten into her 30s, was out of a relationship, and was tired of trying to find ways to meet guys at the bar. So she would go in, and she would usually start visiting with the bartender to ask him about the lay of the land and whatnot. And she just kept going to more and more bars, and she would interview the bartenders, and she put together a list of the 5 tips that helped her in the easiest way to meet men in bars. According to bartenders, location is everything. When taking a seat at a bar, location is important, especially if you're looking to meet someone. Whatever you do, don't sit at the end of the bar. That apparently is no man's land, literally. Mix into the crowd, and if you can find a seat near a group of guys, even better. Chances are they'll start talking to a solo girl. There are no friends around you that could make a potential suitor self-conscious. So location, everything, which to me sounds like danger, danger. You're by yourself. Let's just jump into this group of dudes. All right, I disagree with that one, and I think sitting alone at the end of the bar is a great way to get somebody because they're looking over going, wow, she's alone at the end of the bar. That's where I go to order a drink. And then you go over and you order and then, hey, what are you doing here? I think they're wrong. I think they're wrong. Okay. All right. Number 2, say hello.
Oh,
duh.
My God.
That's really, do you really have to be schooled on this?
The bar is in the ground.
Yeah.
Truly in the ground.
Yes, it is. Introduce yourself. Is that, well, duh. Put down the phone. And I'll agree with that wholeheartedly. Looking over and seeing somebody completely engulfed in their phone. Although, if you play it right, that could be a great way to approach somebody and say, wow, you look really into your phone. Are you playing a game? What game do you play? You know,
that could work.
I'm thinking like a single dude, aren't
yeah.
I? Yeah, I am. All right, let's see. What else? Oh, smile.
Oh, my God.
Again... If these tips help you, what in the hell have you been doing? Don't say a word. Walk in with a frown on your face and sit in a corner alone. Yes, that's the way. That's the way you do it, which is the way a lot of people do like to socialize these days, is to find a corner away from everybody and just put on the sourpuss and sit there. And finally, pick the right night. They say the TWT, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, are great nights to fly solo. Monday can be good as well, but since it's the first night of the week, it's a toss-up if people will start the week off going out. TWT, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, is ideal as people schedule work dinners, drinks, and friends and just need to chill after work. So there they are. If you're really looking for a guy and those tips help you, nothing's going to work. All right. That's just, I pre-read them, but they didn't sound as bad the first time that I looked at them. But those are pretty darn bad. Now, here's a story that just made me giggle, too. Now, we've probably all seen them in some big cities. If you ever go to Nashville, they're all over the place. And those are those pedal pubs. Where people sit on bar stools that have bicycle pedals, and you power the thing as you sit there and drink, and you have a great time on these. They work their way through town. Have you ever been on one, Ryan?
No, but that's the other thing I'd like to do as well.
Would you like to do that? Really?
I think that'd be fun.
It does look like that when you watch. But after you've seen about the 4th or 5th one go by with a bunch of idiots who think they're the first one that have been on one and you need to see them, it gets a little damn old. And talk to the people who live in the cities where these things go. Well, apparently the pilot, air quotes, of one of these pedal pubs has been cited for an alleged DUI, shocker, when the pedal pub tipped over, injuring 15 people. Now, all I can think of is I would have loved to have been on that street when this went down. Because this is in Midtown Atlanta, where I guarantee you that 90-some percent of the residents of Midtown Atlanta, when they saw this thing go by, were going, I hope that thing tips over. And it did, and now everybody thinks they have witch-like powers because they were able to do it. But no, it just took a drunk pilot and 15 drunks helping them to dip this thing over. None of the injuries appeared to be life-threatening, but all 15 were hospitalized. So they went as a group, man. That is truly a team effort when you can knock that out in that way. And finally, let's get some helpful stuff here. How to make the perfect margarita, according to mixologists. In fact, this was written by the guy who wrecked the 15-passenger bar that tipped over, so it's got to be right. Now, the essentials are, now, I like mine on the rocks. I do not like mine blended as much. Are you more of an on the rocks or a blended one?
Rocks always.
Yep, I like it that way too. Make sure to get started. Pop your glassware in the freezer. Just 1 minute in the freezer will keep your cocktail cold. When you use the plates and everything, keeping the meal warm, this will help keep your drink warm. Pay attention to the ice. That is another factor. Use quality ice because the ice is going to melt. You know, so it's going to go in there. You want good tasting ice. Many times ice comes out of something that has just probably not been cleaned in a long time, and you end up tasting that as it goes down. They say to shake it for 5 to 10 seconds as well, to shake up your margarita, that is the best way to do it, and to get the right liquor. Tequila should be 100% agave, definitely clean flavor. I like the Blanco tequila when it comes to margaritas. That's been a favorite of mine. Oh, this is all just sounding delicious. And a key is very fresh lime juice as well. That lime gets bad rather quickly, and it's important to use it when it's fresh. All right, I hope this came in helpful for you, but all it did was make me want to get out of here and go have me a margarita. We're only about 26 minutes from that, all right? We'll have more coming your way next. But if you are looking to go and have a tasty margarita and a tasty meal, go see the folks out at the Branding Iron Bar and Grill in Pierce. You are not going to be disappointed. And while you're there, visit with the folks. Check out what they've got coming up on the weekends. They've been bringing in live music, all sorts of different entertainment. They've got a patio. They've got all sorts of things going. If you've not been in a while, you need to go and check out all the changes to the Branding Iron Bar and Grill in Pierce. Great food, great people, great drinks. 206 Main and Pierce, the Branding Iron Bar and Grill. More with the Good Afternoon Guy next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Prep sports and the UNC Bears are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. I am the Good Afternoon Guy, Brian Gary, along with my producer, Ryan Kelly. Thanks for making us a part of your day. I'm just trying to tag people in here. It's not working for me, so there we go. All right, I'm getting ready to post the video of me trying spam for the first time, and it'll be entertaining. Trust me, it'll be on my Facebook page. I'm also going to get it on the Good Afternoon Guy page as well. You can check out what it was like when I sat down and tried it this weekend. All right, it's 20 minutes now in front of 5 o'clock. This weekend, I went through and rounded up some hilarious tweets from parents about being parents of children, all right? So this is the funniest tweets from parents this last week. All right, we'll be the judge of that. One awkward mom writes, I'm just a mom standing in my kid's room asking, why are there fruit snacks on the ceiling? Wasn't that an old Lionel Richie tune, the fruit snacks on the ceiling? My four-year-old is in complete shock after she found out her uncle is my brother. I could see that freaking out some kids. That's true. My son just turned to me and goes, you look like a minion. How do I come back from this? But it's a good question. My kid didn't want a cheese sandwich today because last time it tasted too much like cheese.
Something I'd probably say.
Were you that kid who was irritating too? Yeah, I was too. I really do. I don't usually like pretend play, but today my five-year-old had me pretend to be a baby, and all I had to do was lie on the couch and cry, and not to brag, but I played the hell out of that. No one wants to take medicine more than the healthy sibling of a sick kid. And that's true, too. I asked my six-year-old's friend when his birthday is, and he said, the day I was born. He ain't getting a cake. All right. Let's see. My five-year-old asked me if we could go to someone else's house because he says we go to our house a lot. That's from Kevin the dad. These are the funniest tweets from parents this last week. I hope he plans something nice for Mother's Day, says young mom. Experienced mom says, I booked my hotel room for Saturday night and we'll be back late Sunday. That's okay. I bought my teen son new deodorant. It's called Harry's Redwood. I didn't realize that until I handed it to him and he couldn't stop giggling. That's yeah, I can't believe that's one. My kid thinks the Lion King song is jalapeno, and I'm never correcting him. I would not either. Let's see. I caught my four-year-old letting the cat lick his goldfish crackers and then putting them back in the bag. So that's fun. let's see, watching a crime scene investigator search for trace evidence is impressive, but have you ever seen a kid examine a piece of fruit for spots? Amen to that one as well. I was that kid. Let's see, what else did I have? Oh, I accidentally spilled Coke on my husband's new shoes, so now I'm waiting to see which one of my kids acts like a jerk first so I know who to blame it on. If you open a snack in the middle of the woods, does it make a sound every toddler on the planet can hear? That is a great one, because I was always convinced, not to get graphic, but I was always convinced that my kids, when they were little, the sound of a zipper attracted them. If me and my wife ever had the thought of getting to be mommy and daddy, the minute, hey, what are you guys doing? Get the hell out of here. We can't be the only ones that went through that. And if you pass out in front of your kids, they'll either try to call an ambulance or use you as a trampoline. You just don't know. And that is very true as well. Hats off to all the parents for everything they do and to all the ones who tweet in and give us a bit to talk about each week. All right, coming up next, I got a couple of interesting entertainment news stories, including if you were a fan of the show That 70s Show, you might be interested in something new that's coming out. We'll give you all the details next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Everything you need to know about Northern Colorado is on NOCO Now. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Shovel for the coal, just to get me started. Wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I was a freight train.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. It's 447. Oh, 448. Time is flying. Just 12 in front of 5 now. Nearly killed this Monday. Thanks for being with us. We're in the Allo Communications Studios. The Good Afternoon Guy Show brought to you by Air Solutions in Greeley. Taking a look at some entertainment news. Now, the Stagecoach Music Festival was just wrapping up. And apparently, it really was a few phenomenal moments. Carrie Underwood says, greatest night of my life. She got to play Stagecoach and was just rocking along when all of a sudden she goes into Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses and Axl Rose comes out on stage with her. So Carrie Underwood up there absolutely rocking with Axl Rose. They go through Sweet Child of Mine, and then, no, that's not enough. She brought him out later, and they did Paradise City as well. And just seeing the pictures of it, it's really you feel like you might have taken something, because seeing these two beside each other, those are two different worlds of music. But, man, she can nail that singing, and she can rock out and look the part as well. She is geared up to release her Denim and Rhinestones. Her newest album is coming out on June 10th, so not so far away. Cool stuff seeing the pictures of that. Also, I was a big fan of that 70s show because I lived that. I mean, those kids in there and that basement and the freezer with the popsicles and all that kind of stuff, I know that. I mean, my friend was Kelso. My friends, you know, that was our group. Well, now that 70s show is going to be hanging out down the street again. Netflix confirmed on Saturday that original stars Topher Grace, Laura Prepon, Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis, and Wilmer Valderrama are going to hit the screen to reprise their roles in an upcoming spinoff called That 90s Show. And it'll also have Kurtwood Smith, Red Foreman, Deborah Jo Rupp, Kitty Foreman. They were already set to return. It's going to be a 10-episode sequel series. I have not seen a release date on when this is going to come out, but it looks like it is going to be a lot of fun. Wilmer even posted himself in his Point Place Vikings t-shirt that he used to wear during the show as well. But looking forward to this. It originally aired back in 1996, ran for 8 seasons until 2006. No release date yet for the spinoff, but I, for one, am definitely looking forward to that. And, of course, the Country Hall of Fame added new members to their illustrious honorees last night. Drummer Eddie Bears went in, guitarist Pete Drake went in, Ray Charles was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame, as were the Judds, in a very, very sad, touching moment when Wynonna and Ashley Judd came on stage to receive the award just one day after their mother, Naomi, passed away. A very moving night at the ceremony, and it's such a huge honor. Ricky Skaggs introduced her. He said, we're not going to be sad today. We are going to talk about the beauty of the music that Naomi Judd made. She will be missed, no question. All right, that wraps up your entertainment news. We'll wrap up this show. Coming up next in Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Last night, said it played a sad song.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. Weekday afternoons at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. What's your name, little girl? What's your name? Shouldn't you stay, little girl? Won't you do the same?
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Sometimes I just get a little lost in the music. Welcome back as we get ready to wrap up a Monday, and thank you, Jesus, on that. I know it. Now, we have no Rockies for you tonight. They have the night off, well-earned, after taking care of the Cincinnati Reds. Swept the Reds, which again, I think Eton or University or Windsor or any of those could have probably done the same thing. Reds are now, I believe, 3-19 on the season off to their worst start in history. I got a buddy who's a huge Cincinnati Reds fan, and they've got to feel like the Orioles usually feel about now because they're another team. Baltimore, just for the life of them, cannot produce a winner for ages. They're 8-14 on the season. I don't know why I brought them up, but it just they remind me of each other the way the Reds have begun. Now our Rockies, they'd started out great. I think they were 10-4 and then end up hitting that skid and now work their way back to 13-9. I know Tanner and Angel are pushing the bus. I'm not pushing it. I'm not ready to get on it at this point. They will take on the Nationals starting tomorrow night, 6:40. Nationals 8-16 on the year. This should be a good homestand for the Rockies. They should be able to take care of business there. I know we're all on the edge waiting for the Avalanche to begin their playoff series. We have been waiting for this for months because we've known from the beginning of the year, the way the Avalanche started and continued throughout the season, that this is a very special hockey team. This was a team we thought last year was going to win the Stanley Cup, and now this year feeling even more confident they are the Stanley Cup team. Definitely by far the best in the West. We'll see how that translates. They're playing the Predators. The Predators did beat them the other night. As I read deeper into this, I know the Predators have had some question marks at goalie. Will he be healthy? All those kind of things going into this series. Yet, for some reason, I just have had this bad vibe that the Avalanche are going to get beat in the first series and lose to the Predators. That's what I'm saying. I hope I'm wrong. But when it happens, don't be surprised and say, I never saw this coming, because I'm telling you. But then again, if the Avs take care of business like most would predict they would do over the Predators, they will skate on to the Stanley Cup and win it. All right. Other series getting going tonight, the Bruins and the Hurricanes, the Lightning take on the Maple Leafs, the Blues and the Wild. That's going to be a really good series, as are the Kings and the Oilers. There's so many great hockey players. And if you're not into players or teams or any, just start watching the game and you will be totally riveted. There's just nothing like playoff hockey. Playoff basketball continues tonight, too. Two game ones, the East semifinals, the 76ers are at Miami to take on the Heat. The Heat are favored by 7.5 in this one, and the Dallas Mavericks in Phoenix to take on the Suns, who were by far the class of the West record-wise. But Dallas, what a playoff series for the first time in a long time, and I know they want more. That could be a good matchup, because remember, the Pelicans gave the Suns about all they could handle, so going to be good stuff. Plenty of sports to talk about tomorrow. For my producer, Ryan Kelly, I am the Good Afternoon Guy, Brian Gary. We will talk to you tomorrow at 3, right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.